From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. In the Senate today, lawmakers pushing for a new strategy in Iraq ran into a wall of opposition. Republicans stopped an attempt by Democrats to require the military to give troops longer rest periods between deployments. The GOP also plans to block several other Iraq-related amendments to a defense policy bill. Still, the White House sent the National Security Advisor to the Capitol for a second straight day as the administration grows increasingly concerned about Republican defections from the president's Iraq policy. NPR's Brian Naylor has our report.
The troop deployment measure was fairly straightforward. It stipulated that for however long a soldier is deployed in Iraq, he or she be given that much time at home before the next deployment. Its sponsor was Democratic Senator Jim Webb of Virginia, a Vietnam veteran who said his proposal was co-sponsored by every other combat veteran in the Senate.
I believe that, if I may say, we collectively understand a truth acquired the hard way. And it's a truth that transcends politics, and we're trying in all good faith to do something about it.
But Republican Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said Webb's proposal would be a disaster.
It is a dangerous precedent to allow troop rotations to be governed by politicians who are looking for the next election.
The Webb amendment was part of a larger push by Democrats who are trying to force a change in President Bush's Iraq policy and who want to keep the heat on vulnerable GOP senators up for re-election next year. The president is urging lawmakers to wait until a September report by General David Petraeus on whether the surge in Iraq is working. But Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid argued it's time to act now.
Waiting until September is not the answer. Holding out hope, blind trust, that progress will appear out of thin air for reasons no one really is able to articulate. That's not the answer.
In the end, the Webb Amendment won a majority, 56 to 41, including the support of seven Republican senators. But that wasn't enough to clear the procedural hurdle Senate GOP leaders had erected, which required 60 votes. Among the Republicans who voted with Democrats was Minnesota's Norm Coleman. He's expected to face a tough re-election fight next year. Coleman was in a group of Senate Republicans who met today with National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley. He said the session was a chance to express concern about the lack of progress by the Iraqi government in meeting benchmarks. But Coleman says he will not join other GOP senators in voting for an upcoming Democratic amendment that will call for troops to begin leaving Iraq in 120 days.
So what you're hearing are, I think, very legitimate concerns about the lack of progress on the benchmark side. And people are articulating, but you're not hearing very many of my colleagues saying joining the Democrat call for withdrawal. Not hearing very many. There are a few, but not very many.
Two Republicans, however, Olympia Snow of Maine and Chuck Hagel of Nebraska, announced today they will support the withdrawal amendment. And House Democratic leaders have set up a vote as soon as tomorrow on a similar proposal, which would require U.S. troops to be out of Iraq by next April. Connecticut Democrat John Larson says the bill is in response to what members are hearing from voters.
Everywhere you go at home, people are saying, when are you going to get us out of there? So this is in direct response to what's going on with respect to boots on the ground and also in terms of what people are hearing back home in their districts.
The House measure is likely to succeed, and Democrats are expecting a gloomy assessment from the White House this week of Iraq's progress in meeting U.S. benchmarks. They say that may influence the debate in the Senate. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.